Okay, let's go ahead and start with prayer. Father, I ask that any sister that's listening to this has an understanding of these times when you've been revealed in her life, or when she's seen you revealed in others' lives, so she can make these connections and just have revelation and understand what it is that I'm talking about today. Let's call these prayers, you voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I talked a little bit on the day before about judgment, and I want to talk today about the day of the Lord, okay? Excuse me, this is the book of James, chapter 6, starting at, let's start at verse 5. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And this is Proverbs chapter 24. And I'll start at verse 30. It says, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. What I want to explain with these scriptures, okay, let me do one more. This is Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 7. It says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Okay. And then let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So you've got these seasons and these time periods, okay, where the warnings go out from the Lord, okay, but they don't go on forever. People think that they do, but they don't. And they end. And when they end, that's the day of the Lord, okay? You have the big day of the Lord, which is eternal, okay? You know, death and judgment day, okay, the big one, the white throne judgment and judgment seat of Christ, things like that. But you also have, okay, these smaller days of the Lord where people are going about their lives, doing their things, either, you know, obeying, okay, and sowing to the Spirit, or the opposite, like the man with his vineyard, okay, you know, and like it says, reaping to their flesh, and then the season ends, okay? This is why the Lord even creates seasons, so we can understand things like this, and harvests and things like that, okay? And so we can understand that these things, they come to an end, excuse me, they don't go on forever. And when they end, okay, that's the day of the Lord. Now, if you look at your life, okay, if you're strong in the Spirit, you probably have seen these where you've been serving the Lord and suffering and probably even being persecuted, and then it ends, it's over, judgment time. Whoever, you know, was mistreating you or whatever was going on in a certain place, they get judged, and you see what happens to them, and then you see you and you get a reward, okay? It's the same basic concept, okay? But here in the United States, it's going to just happen on a much, much, much larger scale. And I say this to any sister that's listening, you know, be prayerful when I say that, okay? And think to yourself how the United States has been sowing. What have they been sowing? Okay? Think about these things. Think about the music in this place, the films, the television, the way the children are treated, the stuff that's being taught in schools, okay? The pornography, the way that the pornography is even accessible to young children, okay? The violence, the video games, okay? I mean, I can't even, there's tons I'm probably not even thinking about, okay? These scriptures, okay, are biblical, spiritual facts. You can count on them like 1 + 1 = 2. They're rock solid. They're going to happen. Okay? And this day of the Lord, this judgment time, this harvest, okay, this season is going to end. Okay? And when it does, okay, that's what I'm referring to as the day of the Lord, okay, is when he's revealed. And if you are hidden and tucked away in Christ, a reward. It's actually something you look forward to. You don't fear these times of judgment. It's actually good because it's just same thing. Like eternity, smaller scale. Same way you go to the judgment seat of Christ. And if you've been doing well, you get a reward. You're happy, okay? I'll talk about this too. I talked about this in scripture a little bit later. But if not, and you're on the other end of that, okay, just think about those scriptures, all the scriptures about just judgment. I mean, they're endless, okay, where he gathers them into them, his wheat into the barn, okay, and then other is burned, okay? All right, so I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just pray that any sister that's listening to this has a fruitful day for your glory. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.